NRL Live, back with you for another week. It is Supercoach week number 9, NRL Live episode 44. Got a great show lined up for you, of course. We're going to go through the Supercoach big point scorers for last week, and also we're going to look at all the games this week and see who you should play and who maybe you should leave out. It's also been a big week in league, the betting and sport impact. We'll take a look at that. And, of course, Paul Gallen going down with an injury. How will that affect Tigers MS's Origin team? He's going to do his this week to help you plan for Supercoach when it is, of course, split round. Tigers MS is with us, of course. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you going?
Very good. And Peter, St. Peter is back. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good. Great to be back, guys.
Yes, it's very good to have you back. And, of course, this week, let's look at all the games, starting with Friday night. And, unfortunately, Tigers MS, the West Tigers going down to Canterbury 40-4, while Souths defeated Brisbane 26-12. On Saturday, a big upset. The Raiders defeated the Storm 24-20. North Queensland, also away team winners against Parramatta 14-10. While Sunday footy, the Warriors 25, beat the Gold Coast 24. Another one-point game. In fact, this one was Golden Point. Cronulla 21, Newcastle 20. The Roosters 30, smashing the Panthers 6. And on Monday night footy, Manly started well and then had to hold on late to win 24-18 over St. George. Illawarra, Pete, you're at that game.
I was indeed. Very poor start by the Dragons. Down, the Manly scored 3 tries after about the first 20 minutes. Lost Brett Morris injury, and you think, gee, the game's all over. Came back to 18-all. And, yeah, Manly scored a late try to win the match. So, yeah, it's the way it happens. Injuries and some unfortunate goal kicking by Jamie Southee's worst performance ever with the boot off the 1-5.
Wow. And Brett Morris, of course, I think he's been named this week, so hopefully that won't affect Origin. We'll talk about Origin a little bit later on. But looking to last week's games, Jamal Idris, he took advantage of a Warriors team that certainly gives up plenty of tries and even tackle busts and line breaks. So he scored 144 points to get the biggest score of last week. And NRL Live Super by Andrew Fifita, well, he continues to go large. Tigers MS, he got 117.
Yeah, we mentioned him last week, I'm pretty certain. He's doing great stuff. He's being moved into a starting role as well for the Sharks, which is obviously helping his points as well as his great form. So, yeah.
There's a few guys you need to, yeah, you need to get him in, really. There's a few guys, and we'll talk about them as we go. Predicted last week, Greg Inglis, he returned to form, 85 points, so a good time to have him back in your team. Cameron Smith, we suggest making him captain. Well, he scored 91, so that wouldn't be a bad double up. While on the opposite end of the spectrum, Vaitu Tai was a guy that we said might not have the biggest week, and he certainly bombed out against a tough Cowboys defense, and it was certainly that last second chance he had to score that he dropped dropped the ball. So there you go. Sleeper of the round, Tim Lafay. Well, he was only 190,100, but he took advantage of a very bad West Tigers team, amassed 116 points, third highest points of the round. And we've been saying it for the last few weeks that if you're playing against the West Tigers, get as many players as you can in the team because they will go well, Tigers MS.
Yeah, definitely. Tigers are struggling. I'm sure they're going to turn around at some stage and we're going to be proven wrong by putting all your players in there. But at the moment, it looks like they're ripe to give up points, and that's what happened last week.
Stay with it until things change. And what we learned, well, it looks like John Sutton could be in for more big games. Pete, it looks like the Rabbits' schedule seems to be getting a little bit easier.
Yeah, the Rabbitohs have really proven their mettle so far against some quality opposition, beating Manly and Brisbane in successive weeks and only just going down to Premier's Melbourne. And, yeah, I expect the Bunnies to start up top of the table right at the end of the season, looking good.
Yeah, so not only John Sutton, but a number of good players there. We look at cost per point value. Nathan Merritt, he's second best cost per point value. George Burgess is still fourth, even though he's gone up a massive 152,600 since the start of the year. So for whatever reason, he's not in your lineup yet. You've got to get him in with Origin fast approaching. Of course, he isn't eligible for Origin because he's an Englishman. The Raiders outside backs, they've gone extremely high and low as the season has gone on. Last week was a big one for Blake Ferguson, Jack Whiten and Reece Robinson. They all put up big numbers. Can they keep it going? Well, that's what we'll find out this week. Whereas any game in New Zealand could be a bumper day for 40-20 kickers, both Aidan Caesar and Sean Johnson found the mark in those blustery, windy conditions over the Tasman. This week in league, well, we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, the betting in sport, how it's going to impact a huge public spat in regards to the racing. John Singleton, Guy Waterhouse, Tom Waterhouse involved, of course, Andrew Johns involved. And Pete, this looks like a saga that may have longer-reaching ramifications and could encroach on the betting that is shown on our TV screens and then the radio.
Well, yeah, it has been a massive spat in the horse racing world this week. Between Gay Waterhouse and John Singleton, and of course involvement of Tom Waterhouse in there as well. And it's good to see horse racing deal with that so quickly and so professionally. I think the rugby league really needs to deal with it very quickly as well, because it does look worse now than it ever has in terms of the crossover between gambling and the rugby league coverage. It appears as though you're watching a Tom Waterhouse show and you're getting a few highlights, some people are saying. I think they need to... Apparently the government is working on laws to reduce the impact of gambling on the rugby league or sporting coverage in general. The same thing happens in the other codes as well. And so I think with that, and they're going to consult with the industry, and hopefully there will be some defined boundaries between what we enjoy is a sports coverage and advertising by was essentially a gambling house in Tom Waterhouse or Sportsbet, whoever it may be.
Yeah, I guess it's coming up a little bit more prevalent this year, Tiger's Mess, but it has been an ongoing issue really for a number of years.
Yeah, it has. And Pete was saying, it's been brought up today by the PM. She started off saying that it annoys her just watching it as a sports watcher, let alone any of the ramifications behind it. Mm. Look, I just think no one really needs to know what the odds are at halftime. Like, if you're that interested, you're going to know yourself. I think they should just let it go, just concentrate on the sport. And I know they're looking for revenue streams and all that kind of thing, but I think sooner rather than later, they're going to be looking for a different one, because it's going to be the kibosh is going to be put on it.
In the days of Twitter, iPad, viewer's choice, there's got to be a better way to do it. I think it's fine to have that for the people that want it, but it has become intrusive, and surely they can come up with a method where, like you say, Tiger's MS, if someone wants it, they can press a button on their Foxtel or whatever, and all the information can come up for them. Let's move on. Paul Gallen, of course, went down this week. It doesn't look as bad as first feared. Laurie Daly was talking about potentially Robbie Farah taking over as New South Wales captain on Sunday after the injury. But I guess Tiger's MS at this stage, he's still in the team, and I'm assuming you're picking him in the team, but what's the rest of your both New South Wales and Queensland teams?
Well, I'll start with New South Wales. Gallen, I did hear this morning on the radio, who said he'd be out for probably 2 weeks. Nothing was torn or anything. It was just strained, and he just has to wait about 2 weeks with a brace on to get it all to tighten back up, and he reckons he'll be good to go. So saying that, I'll start with fullback being Stewart. On the wings, we'll have Hayne and Morris, and in the centres, we'll have his brother, the other Morris, and Jennings as well. Mm-hmm. Now, in the halves is where I've gone a little bit different. I'll have Maloney and Pierce. The reason why is because they're going so well at the Roosters, and I'll also have Jennings there, and they've been putting together some pretty good plays out wide. Mm-hmm. In the forwards, got Tamau, Farah, Aaron Woods will start. Got Greg Bird, Paul Gallen and Luke Lewis in the back row. On the bench, Merrin, Hoffman, Watmau, and my bolter is Andrew Fifita on the bench.
Wow, Fifita on your bench, that's a big one. And who else is there? You've got Hoffman?
Yeah, Hoffman, Merrin, and Anthony Watmau.
And Watmau.
Onto Queensland.
No Kurt Gidley.
We have Slater, Boyd, Inglis, Hodges, Tate, Thurston and Cronk. It's an amazing back line. Then you have in the forwards, you've got Matt Scott, Cam Smith, Nate Miles, Matt Gillette, Sam Kaito, Ashley Harrison. For the bench for Queensland, I'm still going to pick Dave Taylor. I still think he's got a lot to offer in short bursts. Dave Shillington, if he's fit, which I think he will be by then, Ben Teo and Ben Hannett.
Oh, well, that will be very interesting. Not a lot of changes, I guess, from the team that I said last week. Pete's going to be doing his next week, but it will have ramifications for Supercoach. You've really got to start thinking about that now. And some of those guys that are on the fringes, like Dave Taylor, Ben Teo, David Shillington, and, of course, Andrew Fifita. Wow, that could really throw the cat amongst the pigeons. He is one of our big pickups for right now. So if he suddenly cannot play some of these games during State of Origin, that may affect it somewhat. But we shall see. At this stage, we're saying continue to try and buy Andrew Fifita if you haven't already. Let's move on. And, of course, you can download the podcast each and every week on the iTunes. Just look up NRL Live or type in Supercoach, or simply go to our website, www.paulygsports.com. Ask us a question. You can do that on the website or simply on Twitter at Paulie G Sports or at TigersMS78. And you can ask us a question, anything related to Supercoach or the game in general, and we can give our information. We've got a lot of information that we gather in regards to all the games, and it just gives you that leg up. If you're involved with Supercoach at all, you really need to be listening to this podcast, NRL Live Supercoach. And let's get on now to this week's games, and we'll give you the tips for the week. And let's start with the Friday night game. It is the Rabbitohs versus the Cowboys. And look, it should be a really high quality game. It may be hard for both teams to score Supercoach points. The Cowboys are fifth hardest, Rabbits are seventh. Tarik Sims continues to put up good numbers, definitely worth buying at this stage. What looks like Greg Inglis has returned to form. But Tigers MS, have you got any of your sort of bias for this week coming out of this game?
Well, I think if you don't have Nathan Merritt and you can afford him, chuck him in there, because I think if there's going to be points scored, it's going to be out wide. Mm. I think there's going to be a fair bit of also kicking for tries. So you've got Thurston or Adam Reynolds, John Sutton or Michael Morgan as the main characters who are going to be doing that.
Yes, and Pete, you're mentioning before about Alex Elisala. His funeral apparently is on the Thursday.
That's correct. The funeral is it's a tragic story for us, the Cowboys, well publicised, but yeah, his funeral is in Brisbane on Thursday. Some of the Cowboys players apparently will be going. It hasn't been decided yet as to which ones. They'll be going to Brisbane on the Thursday for the funeral and then flying down presumably to Sydney on the Thursday night or the Friday morning. So it will be hard to pick out the Cowboys are going to be emotionally on Friday. Sometimes these things can work as a motivator and sometimes certainly the opposite, but I think I'll still pick the Rabbitohs to win that game. They're in great form.
They certainly are. I think it's going to be hard to go away from them as well. Tigers MS, who do you think will...
Yeah, definitely South.
The Tigers v the Sharks. Well, the Tigers are obviously not doing well at the moment in any aspect of the game. And from Supercoach's perspective, while the Sharks are fairly consistent in stopping teams scoring, Tigers are simply the worst across the paddock. This game's likely to be one-way traffic, let's face it, particularly as the Sharks got a much-needed win last week. Jack Buchanan now looks like he's a sell. He's kind of trailed off the last few weeks and now he's dropped to the bench, while Michael Gordon and John Morris are two must-plays, and, of course, Tigers MS Andrew Fifita that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, he's putting up great points. And against a Tigers pack there, well, you have Siaso Su starting a prop. Now, he's not a small guy, but he is inexperienced, Andrew Fifita, who is in good form. Has a very seasoned partner beside him in Ben Ross. I think they could really make some big inroads and big meters that way, and I think he'll have a big game.
Yes, and look, James Tedesco has been going well for the Tigers, let's face it, and they also have got two outstanding performers. Robbie Farah still leads Supercoach points and Aaron Woods in fourth. So, I mean, those two guys obviously are must-haves and must-plays, but after that it gets very, very thin on the ground, which is showing why they're doing so poorly. Pete, is there any way that the Tigers can win this game?
You know, I saw a fair bit of the match between the West Tigers and Bulldogs on Friday night. And early on, you know, the Tigers were able to create some chances, but then those chances, you know, didn't go their way. They didn't get the bounce of the ball, and the Bulldogs just struck form and were able to run through them. Tigers are injury ravaged. I think they can turn it around. Ducks were impressive last week, where they can lift 2 weeks in a row without Gallen, and was still, of course, the Asada investigation dragging on. It will be a close one. I would still slightly favour Cronulla, but I think it'll be a close game.
Yeah, I'm picking Cronulla as well. Tigers MS.
Yeah, the Sharks definitely.
Let's move on to the Warriors Canterbury game on Saturday, and the Warriors, apparently it is their home game, but it's not at Mount Smart. It's in Canterbury, but not the Bulldogs' home ground either. I'm talking about the South Island, of course, of New Zealand, and the Warriors do play better at home, but it will be hard to tell if they can take that form across to the alternate island. Simon Mannering, I believe, is a solid choice, especially if you pick him as a centre and winger. He's very consistent, whereas most centre and wingers can be very up and down. And we're going to keep an eye out for Conrad Harrell. He returns to the lineup. Tigers and Mercer Dogs hit form against the lowly Tigers, and they should be able to put up better numbers this good numbers again this week. The Warriors are the fourth easiest to score off. And Tigers MS, any names in particular for the Bulldogs that you think is going to put up those numbers?
Well, we mentioned Tim Lafay before. He was the sleeper, and I think he could have some success against the against the Warriors as well. Now, a guy who can play, be put in both positions, both second row and centre or wing, is Ben Henry. Mm. He did quite well last week as well, racking up 97 points.
Wow.
So I think those two guys, if you're just looking for something, you know, a little bit to differentiate your team from your opponent, that could be the go. Also, another guy who's starting to warm into it this season, who always tries hard, is Josh Reynolds, who managed 87 points last week.
Well, that's exactly the type of guy that could really be a big buy now that the Bulldogs are returning to form. Pete, Sam Cassiano, James Graham, both back for the Dogs. How are they looking, in your opinion?
Yeah, and didn't they make a difference last week for the Bulldogs? The Bulldogs, yeah, played themselves back into a bit of form last couple of weeks against Cronulla and the West Tigers. The Warriors got a much-deserved win against the Gold Coast the other day after going close in successive weeks against South Sydney and Melbourne. This has got the potential to be a great game of footy. Both packs of forwards like to pass the ball around. So it should be quite an entertaining game, as you said, with young Harrell out there in the centres for the Warriors. Slightly favour the Bulldogs, but no, by no more than a converted try.
And I think the Warriors will win it. Tigers MS, which way are you going?
Look, I think the Dogs will do it. They seem to be warming into the season now, especially with their key forwards back, and I think they'll continue on.
The Eels and the Broncos, another Saturday night game, and both teams in the lower half of stopping Supercoach points, but the Broncos are fourth in scoring them. The Eels are 14th, so that should suggest to you where you should be leaning. I'm predicting good day for Josh Hoffman, Corey Norman, and any of the Brisbane outside speed men. The Eels give up more tries than any other team, while the Broncos have more tackles made on them than anyone else. So Matt Keating could be a bolter this week. He's in the top 15 for most tackles made this year, so I'd say if you've got the opportunity to pick him up and put him in, he might have a big one. Tigers MS, in regards to the Parramatta outside backs, I know you've been on Ryan Morgan quite a bit lately, and he is playing, of course. How do you see it going for him?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're putting any Parramatta player in, it's Ryan Morgan. He seems to know his way to the try line this year. Is also he is defending quite well and making a larger number of tackles out wider, which I guess gives you the idea of where our teams are attacking Parramatta. But apart from that, I think that's it, with the exception of maybe Joseph Polo off the bench if you want to put him as a reserve, if you're a bit worried about your half or 5-8 combination. Just a quick shout out, Frank Pritchard's brother, Kaseya Pritchard.
Makes
his debut for the Eagles off the bench.
Big guy to watch out for. And Pete, Matt Gillette's been a guy in big form for the Broncos. I guess he'd be another guy to watch out
the Broncos
for this week.
Yes, he has. This is another interesting game. Both the Eels' wins this year have been at home. They went within a millimetres of taking the game into extra time against the Cowboys last week. They've been very, very hot and cold. The Broncos, their effort against South Sydney last week was a fine one. This team, they've got a, in their culture not to give it up in that club. There's no quitters, that's for sure. I would still, have to favour the Broncos. But once again, I think this game may be quite a close one, about 6 or 8 points.
The Eels play quite significantly better at home. They almost did enough to beat the Cowboys last week. I think they're going to get over the Broncos. It's going to be close, and I think they'll win by 2. Tigers MS, which way do you think it's going to go?
I'm going to have to pick the Broncos, but I know the Broncos don't have a great record against Parramatta down at Parramatta Stadium.
Sunday afternoon footy down at Canberra Stadium, the 2 o'clock game. The Knights are third hardest to score Supercoach points against. So, as we mentioned earlier, some of those Raiders outside backs may not put up the big numbers they did last week. But the Knights and Wayne Bennett, Pete, have a pretty poor record down in Canberra, so I guess anything could happen.
Certainly does. Broncos never played particularly well down there. And as we know, the Dragons didn't get a win down there under Bennett at all. The Knights said big upset their loss at home to Cronulla last week. This game is another one. But then the Raiders put in a great performance to beat Melbourne in Melbourne. I need to give a few other teams a bit of a lesson on how to beat Melbourne in Melbourne, I think. They've re-signed Blake Ferguson during the week. Reece Robinson, this kid, is a great player. His twin plays for Penrith now, actually. He's made his first grade debut this year. And based on and Cam Peasy's back and captain, of course. And based on that, I think the Raiders will give the Knights their second loss in a row this week down at Canberra.
And we've talked about Robbie Rocco on the show for a few weeks, Tigers MS, but he's a must-buy. He's had another good week, 71 points. He's now ranked 53rd overall. And a lot of those Knights players are really doing well in those forwards. Dave Farlongo is another one that's putting up consistently good numbers.
Yeah, that's right. They're almost sleepers, you'd call them. Mm. Guys that no one really pays that much attention to, but are just putting up solid numbers week in, week out. And for a great price, which means that you can afford to fit a few more superstars into your team.
Yeah, especially
just a quick
Orange
one on the Raiders. If Blake Ferguson is a confidence player, and his confidence is pretty high at the moment after having a good game, so if you're going to gamble on him, I think it's pretty wise to also gamble on Reece Robinson or Jack Whiten, because Ferguson will create plenty of opportunities.
Blake Ferguson, fourth best this last week, scored 2 tries and also had some line breaks. So no doubt that Jack Whiten, who was 10th best, certainly benefited last week. And I think Reece Robinson was up there too in reasonably good point scoring compared to what he had in recent weeks before that. Tigers MS, who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to pick the Raiders at home.
I will also pick the Raiders there. So it makes 3 from 3 for us. Gold Coast and St. George. Dragons are the 6th easiest to score of. They particularly give a lot of points to hit ups over 8 metres. So guys that maybe didn't do as well last week, like Greg Bird and Nate Miles, should come back into form. While Jamal Idris, who put up the biggest numbers of last week, could do so again against St. George. Mind you, the Titans have also been letting up more points of late, so big names like Trent Merrin and Mitch Rain are must-plays. And Pete, I wanted to ask you about a guy called Nathan Green, who put up 76 points in his first game of the year last week.
Yep, he's a St. George area junior, made his first grade debut, I think it was last year in the game against Newcastle in round one up in Newcastle, which is the Golden Point match. He's a good, young, strong player and looks better this year than he did last year. And I think he's got a bit of a future ahead of him. He acquitted himself quite well last night. He moved from centre out to wing. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's a late replacement coming in for Morris again this week, of course. But should be both teams coming off similar type of matches where the Titans look well beaten against the Warriors and Dragons look well beaten against Manly, and they've come back and nearly done enough to win, but not quite. Titans got the home advantage. Cooper back for the Dragons is a biggie, and based on that, I think they'll just get home by about 2 points. Should be a close one, though.
Yeah, definitely watch out for Nathan Green, because with guys like Brett Morris going to play Origin, he may get some games during Origin time and may put up points. Tigers MS, which way do you see this game going?
I'm going to pick the Coast, only because it's at home for them. And I think Cesar and Kelly are slowly getting into it. Cesar had a great game last week. Kelly had a quiet one. I think he took a knock early.
He went off injured, so that was...
I think that, yeah, because the little guys from both sides might fare well later in the game.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Gold Coast as well, and I think there might be some good super coach points in that game for any Titan. If you've got them in your team, make sure they're playing this week. Panthers versus the Storm out there. Penrith, the Sunday night footy's back. And, well, the Panthers continue to give a lot of supercoach points. So Cam Smith and Co are all must-plays this week. They've dropped to fourth best at stopping the supercoach points. So I'm thinking Seguiara and Tim Grant can be played safely. And Matt Moylan should still be on your watch list. He's a very exciting young fullback, Tigers MS.
Yeah, he's great. He's been getting some decent points, and I think he's pretty much nailed down that position for Penrith for the rest of the year, by the looks of things. So, at least until Josh Mansour comes back, he might push him out of that position. Who you'd naturally think who would come into that spot? Look, they've got another new 5'8" in Isaac John, and Yeah, the only guy you'd put in there would maybe Sikamanu, and maybe Lewis Brown from the Panthers. As for Melbourne, yeah, play as many as you can.
And Pete, you mentioned Travis Robinson before. He's a guy definitely to have on the watch list. Two games, 88 points. So he's got a bit of a future.
Yeah, that's right. Saying it was Reece Robinson's twin, was it?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. So if you've got a guy like that who I'm assuming is going to be of similar physical abilities, then, yeah, having him on the wing is definitely a good thing for the Panthers.
And who are you guys picking? I'm assuming the Storm.
You assume correct.
Yes, absolutely. There's a transfer between these clubs with Dallas Weston from Penrith. He's going to Melbourne, so I think... I'd see he's not in the Melbourne lineup this week, but will come in handy for them during the Origin period. One of his average players will probably be made to look very good in surroundings in Melbourne.
They're very smart at picking up players for Origin, and they usually do reasonably well considering how many guys they've got out. Finally, guys, the Monday night game, it is a beauty. Seagulls versus the Roosters. Basically, they're the top two supercoach teams at stopping points. The Roosters are the best team at scoring points. The Seagulls are the third best after the Storm. So it's going to be a great match, that's for sure. It's going to be very tough to pick a winner and also to pick who to play for supercoach. Steve Maddie does return, which means that one of the supercoach stars of this year, Tom Simons, is now back at the bench. So his run may be just tempered, at least till Origin time. And Sonny Bill Williams, well, you know, I mean, you can pretty much make him captain each week. The form he's been in, but maybe he'll find the going tougher against the very tough Seagulls. But, mind you, his form has been so superlative this year, it may not matter. Tigers MS, how do you see it going?
Look, I do think the Roosters will win because they're in some pretty good form, and Manly are a little bit susceptible. As we saw last night, they shot out to a lead and they should have really closed off and won that game well. But the Dragons came back at them and they struggled when that happened. And I think if they let the Roosters in like they did there, then they'll pay for it and pay for it dearly. Look, apart from the obvious players in both sides, I'm going to go for a guy, Brenton Lawrence.
Yep. I've mentioned him on the show a few weeks ago.
He's done quite well. 271,000 he is at the moment. He scored 86 last week. He scores an average of 61.5. And I think for a game that looks to be like it's going to be played pretty physically in the middle, he could be one of the guys to get on.
Yeah, and Pete, how do you, see the game going?
I don't actually see this game being a close one. Actually, I think the Roosters will really carve Manly on Monday night and show the difference between the top few clubs in this competition and the rest. Michael Jennings has just been in superb form. Maloney's just been a revelation back for his old Warriors form for 2011. Boyd Cordner has been a revelation. Warren Ryan was talking him up for an Origin spot on the weekend. And, you know, I can't see Manly beating him, and I'd expect the Roosters to win by 12 to 14 points.
Well, I've got Manly by a point, but look, for everyone out there, you can go to the website www.pooleygsports.com to see the picks, and Pete is well out in front, so maybe we should take his advice. Tigers MS, are you siding with Pete, or are you going to pick Manly at home?
No, I'm going with the Roosters. I can't see them losing for a little while yet.
Yeah, and Mitch Orbison, I'll just mention him, and Justin Horro, one from each team there from a Supercoach perspective. And, guys, we need to move to our very enjoyable segment, World of Sport. Pete, you've got a beauty for us this week.
Indeed I have. I'd like our listeners and my fellow panellists to go back to our memories of game shows in Australia on TV in the early 90s. We automatically think of the Sale of the Century, if you remember, with Tony Barber and Glenn Rich. You remember, of course, The New Price is Right with Ian Turpie. And there's another host there whose name escapes me. Of The Price is, it's later
Larry Emder.
The Price is Right. And remember Baby John Burgess, the man from South Australia doing the Wheel of Fortune with Andrana Exempty.
And then Catchphrase.
Another one there paired on Channel 7. Do we remember Family Feud?
Yes, yes.
Family Feud had two families come out and they were asked questions like, is it you can find in the kitchen, and allocated points if they're able to win and pass, and they just noise made them safe. Very distinct. Anyway, the host of that show was a bloke called Rob Brough. And he used to walk out, you know, done up to the nines in his suit and tie and his TV face on and his big white teeth. Looked like he'd walked straight off the set of the Brady Bunch, but he had the curly blonde hair, and you think, you know, the hair didn't move. It's sort of a bit of a precursor to Ray Martin, if you like, in that sense. And I couldn't have thought of an image further from rugby league. I thought, oh, well, you know, it's a TV show. It probably comes out of Melbourne. This bloke wouldn't even know rugby league if he fell over it, sort of thing. Lo and behold, come across an article about Rob Brough. He hosted the show for 5 years, by the way, Family Feud. Now, make the link to Queensland Rugby League up to the Sunshine Coast. There's a little place called Kawana, K-A-W-A-N-A. Mm-hmm. There's a team there called the Kawana Dolphins. And would you believe that one Rob Brough is the coach of the first grade team?
That's fantastic.
In the interview, he said he's got two loves, and his two loves are his family and rugby league. He's rugby league crazy. his wife is basically sick of his obsession, according to one interview I saw with him. And when the interviewer turned up to come from the local paper, turned up to interview him, he was reading a book on coaching tactics and motivation by the NFL great Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi, of course.
Yes, and so he's right into his theories and so on. But anyway, wouldn't you know, the Kawana Dolphins actually won the premiership last year on the Sunshine Coast competition.
Wow.
Not only that, but here's another little link for you guys. How often would this happen? His son Tyson Brough was the referee that day.
Oh, gee, that's a bit...
So there you go, hey. I don't know what caused the Family Feud.
Lucky they won. Might have been a family feud otherwise.
Exactly. But yeah, since the Kiwanis Dolphins got up in the grand final last year, they won the grand final last year and said his son Tyson was the referee.
Well done, Pete. Very good. Well done.
So, hey, I never thought there'd be a link between a game show and rugby league, but there you go.
I was kind of hoping you'd mention Press Your Luck, which is one of the worst game shows I've ever seen.
It's my favourite. No more whammies. Next week, Press Your Luck. We want info on that and how it relates to rugby league. Guys, thank you so much for the show. Of course, you can download www.pulleysports.com or on the iTunes, simply type in NRL Supercoach and you'll get subscribed. You can put a like to the Facebook. And you can also follow us on Twitter at TigersMS78 or at Paul G Sports. Pete, thanks so much for today.
Gentlemen, see you next week.
See you next week, Tigers MS.
No worries.
Family Feud, there you go. That's a good one. And we will see you, of course, next week for NRL Live Supercoach.